Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Urgent alert, nine facts why a new housing boom has arrived. And we've got some fantastic news to share with all of you. A lot of you like the podcast we're doing of this week and last week, where we're focused on the fact that we do believe that 2024 is the start of what will be very much a long-term housing boom. And now Julie has spent hours
indeed
digging up actual nine facts. Now, we have created this so that you can share it with everyone that you know. Obviously, consumers, buyers and sellers, but also other real estate agents. Now, all of our notes are available to all of you. Julie's long-form notes are available only to newsletter subscribers. So just go to harrisrealestatedaily.com and register, harrisrealestatedaily.com. 48 of you registered yesterday, and I think we're getting, it's building by thousands per month, and that's great. These are going to be newsletters that Julie and I are going to fill with information that's only going to be for newsletter subscribers. For example, after I'm done with the podcast today, I'm doing two interviews with really, truly influential top producing agents in the country. And we've got a lot more stuff that's going to be coming your way exclusively for newsletter subscribers. So just go to harrisrealestatedaily.com, or you can scroll down below and click the link to join. All right, Julie, so let's roll right in, because frankly, I'm really enthusiastic and motivated to share this information with everyone. As I was reading your notes, I was going like, damn, I didn't realize things were this good.
I know, exactly. And these are talking points, certainly. You showed them how to get the notes. And I believe that each and every one of these points could be a tiny standalone video for your social media, for your discussions with clients, even follow-up, all kinds of stuff, and certainly when you're out and about in the real estate wilds. So with a quarter of 2024 already behind us, it is time to take stock. Are you on track with your goals, or do you need to make adjustments? Whether you're on track, ahead, or behind, here are nine reasons to feel excited, motivated, and ready to conquer the rest of the year. So get ready. It could be your best year yet. Here are our points, starting with number one: home sales are up. Remember, last year was a home sale crash year, basically. And so this is all good news. February brought a pleasant surprise. This is the latest accounting of everything. February brought a pleasant surprise in the real estate market, as existing home sales surged by 9.5% month over month to reach a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 4.4 million units. Remember, it was just last week we were reporting that they thought we would be at about like 4.2 something. So we're already going up to 4.4 million units. The remarkable quick uptake marks the highest level recorded since March 2023.
And remember, that does not include new construction. So keep all that in mind. These are just,
And we know that's booming.
And that's booming, right. I mean, we'll share some more information with you on an upcoming point. Julie, point number two.
Prices are also up. Alongside the increase in sales, the median price also saw a notable rise, climbing by 1.4% month over month and 5.8% year over year to reach an average of $384,500. These figures, released by the National Association of Realtors, indicate a robust and dynamic housing market reflecting increased demand and rising home values.
Julie, didn't you tell me that so far, there it is right there, right in front of me. You just read it. Yeah, the average home has appreciated already this year by nearly 6%.
Well, year over year, we're at 5.8%. That's right. And they also report month over month is 1.4%. So that's all good. It's still going up. Anybody who says there's a, price drop and all of that is not reading the headlines and not looking at the research.
But it is truly staggering how, when, you spend a lot of time researching all this, how much misinformation there is out there about what's going on in real estate. Mm-hmm. And, we can worry and talk about and theorize about why so many people want to talk crap about the industry. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about home sales and whatnot. But the reality of it is that demographics are on our side. In other words, there's so many people, there's so much pent up demand for real estate. It's at unprecedented levels. And, we can get into the weeds about that, as we have in previous podcasts. But the reality of it is you are in the right place at the right time. And if you are being lulled into complacency by paying attention to too many doom and gloom headlines, you need to give yourself permission to, pull your head out of the sand and realize that this is the start of what will be a long-term boom market. Be part of it. Don't wake up two, 3 years from now realizing what I just said is true and wishing you would have taken action faster. Point number three.
Yes, and that's exactly why we do these types of podcasts, to make sure you guys have the facts. Point number three, national inventory levels are on the rise. This is always my favorite point, inventory.
Yep.
Based on data from Realtor.com's residential listing database, active inventory in March 2024 increased by 4.5% month over month to reach 695,000 units. That's an impressive 23.5% surge year over year. Now, so that's what I want to hang my hat on, is that 23.5% year over year. That's fantastic. This is what we've all been looking for. Additionally, new listings saw a substantial uptick, jumping by 16.6% month over month and showing a notable 15.5% year over year increase. This surge in available properties indicates a trend towards more opportunities for potential buyers, potentially leading to increased property sales. So it's already, you're seeing this hand in hand. Sales are up. Well, maybe that's probably because inventory is up. More stuff to sell means more sales, right?
And again, this is not taking into consideration a lot of new construction that never makes its way into the MLS. So you're going to be looking at even more available homes. We've talked endlessly on this podcast, and of course, we talk about it on Premier Coaching as well, about how to leverage what will be one of the greatest drivers of home sales, which is new construction. We've been paying, as we told you guys on this podcast, Julie and I pay a lot of attention to the new builder, the publicly traded new builders, because we can actually see, you can read their public filings and know exactly what they're planning on doing, exactly what they're anticipating as far as the next 6 months, 12 months, as far as new construction starts and the rest of it. And across all of the leading indicators that we pay attention to, there is no question there is going to be a substantial increase in new home starts in virtually the entire country. So be excited, be motivated, be part of what will be, again, the return of what is going to be a long-term boom market. Not like we experienced during COVID, but this is a nice, healthy, slow, I think, predictable increase that's going to make a lot of people feel confident getting back in the market.
Well, that's right. And a quick shout out to Rachel in Iowa, who I spoke with yesterday. Great new potential coaching client. And I'm giving her a shout out to that point because she told me that she believes that more than 50% of her business so far this year has been new construction. So she's somebody who's gotten really good at it and knows all of the programs and is utilizing that for her business. So nice job, Rachel.
She's in a market where D.R. Horton dominates.
Yes.
And that is 100%, I'm sure that's 100% mm-hmm. true. We have a lot of amazing EXP agents in our EXP group that are in Iowa, actually.
Yes, that's right.
And that is one of the best markets to, frankly, buy a relatively affordable home.
That's
and what
too.
You get for $400,000 in Ankeny, Iowa, and the rest is just shockingly nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So point number four surprised me. Okay. And I look at this stuff all the time. Cash deals. Listen to this. According to data from the Realtors Confidence Index, the real estate market witnessed fierce competition and a surge in cash transactions in February. A remarkable 56% of homes sold during that month were on the market for less than a month, up from 53% in January, but 20% of them sold for more than their listing price, making a notable rise from 16% selling over list. So if anybody's wondering, are prices coming down? No, quite the opposite. 20% of homes are selling for more than their list price.
And remember that those cash buyers are probably cash buyers because of the equity from their previous homes.
Of course, exactly. So most strikingly, a staggering 33% of transactions were completed entirely in cash. These statistics provided by the National Association of Realtors underscore the intense competition and prevalence of cash offers in today's housing market. Sorry for clearing my throat. I have dust in the air today.
Yeah, I know. Julie and I are... in case you guys hear... if you hear a bunch of construction noise in the background, a bunch of beeping trucks and whatnot, it's because basically our little community has become a massive construction site. So we apologize for our occasional clearing of our
choking.
Throats. Yes, our choking as the dust is in the air and it's making its way into the house, but also for the potential noise pollution from all the trucks
exactly.
behind us. But it is what it is.
It is what it is. So that's a talking point to memorize. 33% of closed transactions were 100% cash.
And again, where's that money coming from? Don't believe the news that it's institutional investors that are coming in and
gobbling it up.
And running prices up and taking away inventory and making it so that there's no homes for you to sell. No, a vast majority of the folks that are paying all cash are paying all cash because they've been previous homeowners and they're rolling their equity into their next property. And there will be a lot of those people that are all cash that when the rates go down, and I don't want to step on one of Julie's points, I see it's coming up, but when the rates go down, which they will, 100% guaranteed rates will decrease this year. You will see a lot of those people refinance. So lenders who listen, you're going to have a refinance boom, not just from the people that bought maybe within the last 2 years that have higher rates, but also from people cashing out of, guess what, their cash.
Well, that's right. And so there's 33% of the market that didn't really care that rates were 7% on, you know, today. And to your point, they are pretty much everybody's predicting that rates will come down around mid-June. So we'll see how all that pans out.
Well, the Fed chair said it, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, right. Go ahead.
That's
Sorry.
Right. All right. So point number five, no crashing prices. Price growth has taken an unexpected turn. After experiencing slight decreases, and by slight, we mean slight, 0.1%, month over month for two consecutive months. I know headlines were freaking out. Oh my gosh, prices are coming down by, you know, 0.1%. CoreLogic's National Home Price Index surged by 0.7% month over month in February, exceeding its initial projections significantly. Previously, CoreLogic had anticipated 2.5% price growth over the next 12 months, but its latest forecast now predicts a more robust 3.1% increase. So we've got a couple of different predictors there. Previous point said 5.8% home price increase. CoreLogic is saying 3.1%. All we really care about is it's going the right direction.
We can drill down, not as much as Logan, what's his last name?
Modishami.
Modishami does. Yeah, he does a great job on Housing Wire, really lighting up, lighting a fuse to completely blow up all the people that are predicting some kind of house price crash. Mm-hmm. He does, you know, a really wonderful job of really calling people out on their complete and total BS. There is not going, and if you're believing that there's going to be any kind of housing crash, any kind of meaningful price reductions, you need to please do your homework, because those very thoughts are probably what's keeping you from being as successful as you otherwise could have, could be. There is not going to be a price crash. There's not going to be a surge of REOs. There's not going to be a surge of short sales. There's not going to be anything like there was before. There is no crashing market. Do not believe it for a second. Point number six.
Yes, and certainly don't say it. Good grief. Okay, point number six. A slight increase in days on the market. The trend of increasing days on the market persists, indicating a potential shift in the real estate landscape. In February of this year, the median home remained on the market for, 38 days, compared to 36 days in January 2024 and 34 days in February of 2023. Typically, as the spring selling season approaches, we anticipate a decline in days on the market. However, if this trend fails to materialize, it could signal a negative trajectory for home prices. What I would say, you know, that reporting plus my own experience from coaching calls and coach calls with the coaches, is that it really does depend on what price segment you're in, and, you know, different parts of town do better than others, which is fairly normal. I would say that this is just a little bit of a normalization. Things aren't necessarily selling in 22 seconds. But get this. Here's if that's freaking you out at all, and, you know, you and I sold when it was 90 days on the market, which was normal.
Well, the average in our MLS was
like 180 or something.
No. It was 141, I think.
Yeah.
And you and I bragged about in our pre-listing pack, the listing presentation, and ours was only 91.
Exactly. So, guys, this is not a horrible thing. And point number seven proves that, because the percentage of properties selling above list price is rising, indicating a shift in market dynamics. In February 2024, 20% of homes were sold above their list price. That's an increase of 16% over January and a slight decrease from February last year. This trend suggests a moderation in seller expectations and a corresponding reduction in buyer urgency, illustrated by data from NAR and Zillow. Buyers may find more reasonable pricing as the market recalibrates, while sellers adjust their strategies to align with the conditions. Now, to me, that almost sounds funny, because still 20% are going over list. So that's not 34%. So we're adjusting, right?
So what I've taken from your previous 7 points now is that the market is building. We're on an ascension. Mm-hmm. There's more inventory. We're seeing more demand,
Seeing
more construction, more sales, lower rates. So this isn't just one little data point that says, well, it was a good spring and now the rest of the year is going to be flat. This is evidence that we're at the staging ground for what's going to be, what's going to very much feel like an explosive, I think, you know, next three quarters in 2024.
Yeah.
But really, we'll now around the election this year, that'll be a little weird. That always is, right?
Yeah.
Some people kind of check out and they use the excuse, I'm going to wait till after the election. Mm-hmm. But what we're going to see is an increase in inventory, which means that the usual slowdown that happens in election years around the election might not even happen, because there's so much pent up demand.
Yes, that's exactly right. So what we're seeing is that just because we have, and I would say it is significantly more inventory, and we've been waiting for that, just because we're seeing more inventory does not equal massively longer days on the market, nor does it mean stagnation of sales. We're seeing more inventory equals more sales. In other words, whatever's coming online is selling relatively quickly. And our next point demonstrates that as well, which is number 8, multiple offers. The prevalence of multiple offers remains strong at 2.7 times the average property sold, indicating a consistent trend, to your point, in market competitiveness. Notably, this figure represents a slight decline from the recent past when the average property garnered almost 5 offers. And you remember back during COVID, people saw 20 offers and craziness like that. This is all still very good. That mirrors the figures observed both in January and February, January this year and February last year. The sustained level of competition underscores the enduring demand for housing despite shifts in market dynamics. There's still more demand than supply with a nearly 3-to-1 ratio of buyers versus listings. Remember, 2.7 times the average property sold. 3-to-1 ratio, 3 buyers for every listing that sells. That tells you a lot right there.
Guys, if these points aren't motivating you, then, you know, you might want to check your pulse, because these are all indications that you guys are in the right place at the right time. Now, make sure you're taking great action. Julie gave you, we're going to have one more point. Yep. Looks like a bonus point. Julie gave you guys a lot of good ideas at the start. Make sure you're using these points to make social media around them. Make sure you do little videos around this if you're on Instagram or, you know, whatever. Make sure you're sharing this information with as many people as you possibly can. What are the benefits? A, you're going to probably be telling them information about housing that they don't otherwise know, because the media is full of all that misinformation that's happening right now. Number 2, you're also going to attract people to you who are interested in buying and selling real estate, because you're not so full of doom and gloom, because you're being optimistic. When someone's thinking about transacting, they're going to look for somebody else that's enthusiastic about transacting with them, being their, you know, they're obviously their agent, and they don't want somebody who's doomy and gloomy. They want somebody who's excited. And this information will excite them about working with you, because you're clearly someone who's optimistic about what's going on in real estate. They want a salesperson, which is what you are, to reinforce them transacting, not, you know, essentially worrying about some, you know, prevailing headline about, you know, some Mickey Mouse that's really probably not even true.
Very well said. Point number 9, this also surprised me. First-time buyers didn't all bail. Some of you are saying that. They're saying, oh, well, rates, you know, wrecked all those first-time buyers. They are out of the market. Well, some of them are, but listen to the stats. Despite the formidable challenges, first-time buyers persist in the market. In February 2024, they accounted for 26% of home sales. By comparison, this figure would range 30 to 35% in a typical market, so it has come down a bit, but still 26% of home sales are first-time buyers. So stop saying that rates scared all the buyers away.
And there was something very fascinating. I've been paying attention to this, and I don't know why I didn't figure this out before, but it is definitely a political point to talk about that housing is too expensive.
Yes.
It happens, mm-hmm. And I remember during previous elections, mm-hmm. you know, that's always been a thing. Housing is too, you know what? Housing has always been too expensive. I mean,
we thought that when we bought our first house.
Right.
I'm sure our parents thought that with their first house.
It's always been a struggle to come up with your down payment. It's always been a struggle to qualify for a mortgage. Is it more of a struggle now? I don't think so. I think it's probably commensurate with the upside potential you get from buying a house. When if you guys have been around for more than 30 years on this planet paying attention to real estate, you'll know that real estate has usually, in a normal market, only increased in value, inflated in value by 2 to 3% per year if you're lucky. So if you do the math on that, you're going to have to stay in a house to 5 to 7 years before you even get your, basically have a chance of breaking even with the normal selling fees. So the moral of the story of what we're trying to tell you guys is stop believing the negative news, because we know long-term homeownership benefits people. This will hopefully motivate you, those of you who are thinking, well, you know, in your back of your minds, I don't want to go out and sell somebody a house if, you know, the house is going to create a burden on them, or if the home's going to lose value. A lot of the coaching that we are, you know, we're having a lot of conversations with folks, and we're reading a lot, and we're talking to our coaches, and a lot of you guys are so almost depressed about real estate. Get over it. The real estate market is in the very beginning stages of what will be a boom. Right now, today, at this very moment, stop looking for information or reason not to believe what I just said is true. Julie just gave you 9 points. They're irrefutable facts. These are facts about what's happening in the real estate market. This is marketably different than the past 2 years. So you are in the right place at the right time. I've said that for 3 times in this podcast. Now it's going to be up to you to take the right action. What is that going to be? you need to get involved in Premier Coaching. You guys hear us talk about that all the time. We're constantly being reinforced with Premier Coaching student success stories. It's very easy to get involved in Premier Coaching. It's free to join for the first 30 days. And yes, that does include daily semi-private coaching calls. Julie's an elite coach. Obviously, she's, you know, the top drawer coach and one of the top drawer coaches in the country, head coach at our organization. We've got other coaches, but really Premier Coaching is the easiest way for all of you guys to turbocharge your focus and your motivation into the rest of this year. Everybody needs that. Everybody's looking for an excuse or looking for a ladder to get out of this emotional pit that the industry's been in. Start climbing the ladder. We've just tossed it down in the pit. Start climbing up. Climb faster. We're here to pull you up. Let's go. Let's do this.
Well, the thing is, with these 9 points, I also look at that as objection handlers to what you just said, where agents are, you know, kind of down after last year maybe, and they're still stuck in thinking that there's no inventory because maybe they didn't catch up to what's actually happening. Maybe they don't look at their daily hot sheets from their own MLS. So these 9 points are handling that agent mindset objection that, oh, you know, things are tough and rates are killing everything. Well, not really if 33% of deals are all cash, and not really if 26% of all sales are first-time buyers that have figured out how to get over it or do a different type of mortgage program. You've got to be educated, motivated, and most importantly, get into action. You mentioned our coaching clients. I tell you, the thing that I noticed the most this week is how busy all of them are. They're finding the inventory. They're embracing that, and they're selling it. And you can see that in the stats, right? So how many of you have been praying for more homes to come on the market to make your lives easier? Well, it's there. I just read a whole article about Florida. Everything we did on the 9 points in Florida is like 10 times as good there. They have even more inventory. They have even more sales. So really, this is our 9 points of removing your excuses, but to get to work. We're 25% through with the year. You got 75% of the year to go. You have a decision to make right now. Are you going to stay on track if you're on track? Stay ahead if you're on ahead? Or if you're confused, you don't even know if you're on track, ahead or behind. Or if you're behind and you know it, you know, coaches will help you determine by how much and what you're supposed to be doing about it.
Thank you for keeping this. Yesterday, we were number 11. If there's 5 million podcasts, hopefully we're celebrating this, you know, this continued success streak. It's now been years with all of you guys are appreciating it as well, because you've really made this podcast into somewhat of a movement for the industry, right? A return to sanity, right? That's what this podcast truly has been for a lot of us. For Julie and I, it's been an opportunity for us to live our life's purpose, which is being of service to all of you. And I can tell that's resonating with many of you, because guess what? The podcast yesterday, a 5 million podcast, is number 11 in the section where we, you know, publish the podcast, in the business section. So that is incredible. A 5 million podcast globally. In our section, we're one of the top podcasts in the world. So thank you to all of you for keeping this podcast at that level. And if you've not given us a 5-star review on iTunes, we beg for these all the time because it really does make a difference. So please do give us a 5-star review. And why you love this podcast, because clearly many of you do, thousands of you listen every single day. Thank you for being a continued loyal listener. And for those of you not yet involved in Premier Coaching, you know what to do. Go to premiercoaching.com or scroll down below and click the link and have a fantastic day. Share this information. Be rejoiceful, because here's the fourth time I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. You are in the right place at the right time. Now take the right actions. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.